Voices of a New World and the Pedagogy of Listening. Paulo Merizio, Counselor of the Executive Committee. Listening means the permanent availability on the part of the listening subject to be open to the speech of the other, to the gesture of the other, to the differences of the other. Paulo Freire. Starting to prepare for the event of ETIAD, the International Theater for Young Audiences Research Network at the ACTEJ Congress in Cuba 2024, which has a theme Voices of a New World, Legacy and Innovation in TYA, I started to reflect on how we are opening ourselves, especially in the context of Brazil, to these voices. Who is being listening to? Unfortunately, in our country, there is still a lot to be developed so that all children and young people can have equal space for expression and can effectively be heard. I work in the Department of Theater Teaching at UniRio, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, where we train future teachers of performing arts in basic education and who will work with theater with children in the classroom. And, according to Freire's quote above, from the book Pedagogia da Autonomia, 1996, page 119, I have been dialoguing with a pedagogical proposal that has delighted me, The Pedagogy of Listening, by Loris Malaguzzi, forged in the context of the city Reggio Emilia in Italy. Some aspects of this proposal seem to be totally in tune with some discussions that have been undertaken in the meetings of ACTEJ International, and they indicate paths and they broaden the ideas of voices and listening. From the perspective of a mission, representing the voices of the various childhoods, the proposal suggests the perception of the 100 languages of the child. This concept is, in fact, an image that is very dear to the universe of arts, since it emphasizes the various ways of expression of the child, beyond speech and writing. The play, the games, the demonstrations of affection, the body, the feelings, the interrelations, and so many others. On the other hand, reception is linked to the idea of listening and is configured as a pedagogical proposal itself. Listening takes place through a basic premise to be adopted by the whole community. Children of all age groups are active and plural subjects in artistic and educational processes. Thus, more than the idea that there is a speech to be listened to, it's proposed that the dialogue takes place in the encounter, in the relationship. Therefore, the expectation of this proposal is that the experiences in the training spaces are based on the exchange of the widest dimension of these two sides that meet. The voices, which reveal themselves through multiple forms of expression languages, and listening, which occurs through our horizontal dimension. And artistic experiences reveal themselves as privileged moments for this relational dimension. Returning to the context of Brazil, a country that has contributions in the field of pedagogy from exponents such as Paulo Freire and Augusto Boal, we still have a long way to go so that all the multiple languages of the most diverse children are heard. However, in relation to the artistic production, many groups and works in the country stand out exactly for this capacity to bring to the scenic experience this dimension of meeting, of a horizontal relationship, in which the children are fundamental parts of the game. Proof of this is the great growth in the last years of the movement of theater for early childhood, resulting in a significant scene of great quality for this social group. Resuming the movement that made me share these thoughts, ACTEJ events and meetings have hosted artistic proposals that access this relational dimension and that have provided us with many spaces for exchange and mutual learning, strengthened by the many networks that intertwine. May we meet many more times, in person or virtually, exchanging our experiences and reflections in this universe that enchants and unites us.